USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A new variant of the coronavirus has emerged in San Diego, California. USA Radio News' Tim Berg reports.
The nation's second case of a new, more contagious strain of coronavirus is now confirmed in California. Health officials saying a 30-year-old man from San Diego got it without any recent history of travel. Dr. Mark Siegel is a Fox News medical contributor. He reminds everyone,
you know what we need to know about this? This is the opposite side of the coin, that we don't need to panic here, because this strain, we hear the word mutation and we get really worried, but I want everyone to know that over the course of a pandemic, new strains always mutate. They always change.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
There's no scientific evidence the new strain is deadlier. Gilligan's Island actress Dawn Wells died Wednesday morning in Los Angeles, California, from coronavirus complications. She was 82. This is USA Radio News.
Newsmax TV. Everyone is watching it now. President Trump says he loves it. And more than 30 million Americans tune into Newsmax TV. With great shows and analysts like Dick Morris, Rudy Giuliani, Michelle Malkin, Diamond and Silk, Mike Huckabee, Alan Dershowitz, and a lot more. Every night you can watch Newsmax's number one show, Greg Kelly Reports. Greg Kelly and Newsmax are unafraid to tell the truth about the election, how big tech is censoring you, and Joe Biden's dangerous plans. You need to watch Newsmax TV. Get Newsmax on all major cable systems or check your guide. If you don't get Newsmax, call your cable operator. Tell them you want Newsmax. And remember, Newsmax is free on Roku, YouTube, Apple TV, Zumo, TiVo Plus, Pluto, Chromecast, and most smart TVs like Samsung and LG. And don't forget to download the free Newsmax TV app. All other cable news channels ask you to pay, but Newsmax's app is free. So start watching anytime, anywhere in the world.
Voter fraud was rampant in this year's elections. So says senior advisor to the Justice Department, John Lott. In his new study, Lott revealed an unusual pattern of subtracting Trump votes from the final tally and adding excess votes to Biden. He found more than 55,000 Trump votes were subtracted in two Pennsylvania counties. Lott also discovered that Biden received 289,000 excess votes from five battleground states, and it's unclear where those votes came from. American serial killer Samuel Little, who confessed to more than 90 murders, died in California Wednesday. He was 80. Little had been suffering from diabetes, heart trouble, and other ailments. The cause of death is being determined by the coroner. In 2018, Little confessed to killing 93 people, mostly in Florida and Southern California, between 1970 and 2005. The National Football League will play all their games on Sunday, the final week of the season. Two divisions are still undecided. NFC East has either Washington or Dallas will take the top spot, and the AFC South has Tennessee and Indianapolis work for the top seed. USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
As we welcome in the new year Thursday night, let's get ready to put some positivity into our 2021 life. Some words to the wise on Fox News is Pastor Robert Jeffress from First Baptist Church in Dallas, Texas.
For a navigational app to work, you have to plug in a destination. You have to know where you're going or you're going to end up someplace else. And after the pain of 2020, I think it's a good time to reevaluate what you feel like your purpose is in life. And then secondly, I talk about reevaluating how you're going to get there. You know, if you make a wrong turn, your navigational app will start recalculating how you're going to get to where you're going. You may be headed in the right direction, but maybe after 2020, you want to reassess your life balance. And then finally, I talk about the importance of reconnecting with your Creator. This pandemic has caused a lot of people, perhaps for the first time, to come into realization of their own mortality. And they're not ready to die. They've figured out. And Solomon offered a great piece of advice. He said, remember your Creator in the days of your youth before the days of trouble come. I tell people the best time to start a relationship with God was 20 years ago. Right. But the next best time is today. And if you had that right relationship with God, it will give you a peace that no pandemic can take away.
Dawn Wells died Wednesday from coronavirus at 82. The Gilligan's Island star was also Miss Nevada in 1959. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.